Medieval Life by Jared Darlington.
This podcast was made possible by CircleSpace. Go to CircleSpace.com to make your own professionally made website.
It's a really cool tool, and if you want to see an example of it, go check out our website at www.medievallife.com. It was made 100% from CircleSpace.
Also, if you go to CircleSpace right now, you can use a free trial before you buy a domain. Alright, we're going to have a different type of podcast today. We're going to be giving an interview to a peasant farmer from the medieval era. Peasant, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh yes, I'm Elizabeth, the mighty farmer from the medieval era, or whatever you called it.
And do you want to say what we'll be talking about today?
No, not really.
Okay then. We'll be talking about one of the most common tools for a medieval farmer, the scythe. I see you brought one with you. Would you like to give some background information on the scythe?
Sure. It is a farming tool used by farmers. It has a long wooden handle and a curved blade to use to cut barley, oats, and grass, and also sometimes to kill. It was brought to Europe in the 2nd century from ancient Rome.
Wait a minute. You said it was used to kill. I thought it was just a farming tool. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, it was used to kill. When peasants got in fights, a scythe was about the only weapon they had to use. Also, have you ever wondered why the Grim Reaper carries a scythe? It's because he reaps people, just like peasant farmers reap wheat and grass. Peasants believe that scythe represents the Grim Reaper, and the sickle, another farming tool, represents farmers.
We're gonna be taking a quick advertising break. Thanks for listening.
CircleSpace is a great site to go to if you want to make a website. It's also great for people who are new to making websites. CircleSpace is a killer website. It's also very reap. I'm sorry, I mean cheap.
Alright, let's get back to the interview. What time of the year was the scythe typically used?
We use the scythe during harvesting season, which starts in June and ends in September. The reason the harvest is so short is because of the scythe, and the technique farmers used with it is much more efficient than by hand only.
What is the technique to using a scythe?
What most farmers do is swing in a circular motion to get all of the wheat around them. Then, for small scythe, most farmers cut wheat from the bottom of the stalk.
Now that you mentioned different sizes of scythes, I'm wondering how big is a normal and small scythe compared to a sickle?
A normal scythe is used by spinning around is about 39 inches tall, and a small scythe used for cutting weeds is about 29 inches tall. The sickle is usually 18 inches.
All right, we have one more question for you. Can you name all of the parts of the scythe?
I'll try. First, the tip of the blade of the scythe is called the toe. The blade is called the chine. The inner elbow is called the beard. The outer elbow is called the heel. The part connecting the blade to the sickle to the stick is called the tang. The part of the stick is called the ring. The upper handle is called the snath. And finally, the lower handle is the grips.
We would like to thank Elizabeth for joining us on the podcast today, and we hope all the listeners have a great day.
Thanks for having me on the podcast. It was really fun.
We would also like to give a big thanks to CircleSpace for sponsoring this episode. See you next episode. Bye!
$4.47.
Can you hear it back?